For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The Democratic candidate for governor, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, visited Charlottesville over the weekend. More than 2 months after the events of August 12th, other cities in Virginia moved to regulate demonstrations to avoid the violence that happened in Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 23rd.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam met with Charlottesville residents on Sunday. Northam is the Democratic candidate for governor. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini talked with him.
Three Notched Brewing Company in Charlottesville was packed with people, including Mayor Mike Signer and other city council members. Ralph Northam's spirits were still high from the event in Richmond on October 19th.
I think people were just longing for leadership and civility, and there was just so much excitement and enthusiasm. So it was a real honor to have President Barack Obama, you know, come and help us campaign.
Familiar concerns for Democrats came up: healthcare, the environment, gun laws, an education policy for a 21st century workforce, and inclusion.
Our daughter, Aubrey, graduated from University of Virginia in 2013, and just a wonderful experience she had. And, you know, to watch these white supremacists that came into Charlottesville spewing their hatred and bigotry, bringing torches and semi-automatic weapons, that's not what this country's about. We don't condone that.
After the meet and greet, Northam was later joined by Tom Perriello, the former congressman who had challenged him for the Democratic nomination, and they went for a round of canvassing in the city.
There's so much enthusiasm across Virginia right now, and, you know, we just want to make sure that we harness all this energy and take it to the polls on Election Day, and we feel like it's going to be a good day on November the 7th for Democrats, but I really encourage everybody to get out there and vote.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
Some cities in Virginia are seeking to regulate demonstrations after the violent clashes in Charlottesville. The Roanoke Times reported Saturday that Blacksburg is considering the requirement of permits for public demonstrations on streets or in parks. Certain objects and fluids that could be used as weapons would also be banned. They include clubs, pepper spray, and torches. Although, of course, adults 18 years or older in Virginia can still, under most circumstances, openly carry firearms. Blacksburg is the home of Virginia Tech, a large state university. Lynchburg recently approved new regulations for demonstrations. It added provisions for separating protesters and counter-protesters, which Blacksburg's rules already address. The proposals and regulations follow in the wake of Charlottesville's violent rally in August. People protesting the planned removal of a Confederate statue clashed with counter-protesters. One woman died after a car plowed into a group of counter-protesters in a terror attack. Also, a militia group has returned to Charlottesville to defend its presence at the white supremacist rally in August. NBC 29 reported Saturday that the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia spoke out against legal efforts to ban the group and other organizations from future demonstrations in the city. Militia members said they were protecting everyone's right to free speech at the rally and never used any force. They also drew a stark line between themselves and members of the so-called alt-right white supremacist movement. Militia member Christian Yingling said, quote, "We don't support their beliefs in any way, shape, or form." The city of Charlottesville and others have filed a lawsuit trying to prevent such groups from returning. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Monday.